Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time, July 2nd, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Courage, child, your sins are forgiven.' The boat touched the shore quietly that morning. After the crossing, after the wind and waves, after the long night upon the water, Jesus returned to his own town. The streets were familiar beneath his feet. Dust rose softly in the early light. Fishermen called to one another. Children chased each other through narrow alleys. Ordinary life unfolded as it always had. And yet grace was about to enter one ordinary house forever. The small crowd passed through the streets carrying a man on a stretcher. We're not told how long he had been unable to walk. Perhaps years, perhaps since birth. We are not told his age, his name, or whether he still believed healing was possible. The gospel gives us only the image, a helpless man lying still while others carried him towards Jesus. What a beautiful picture of the spiritual life. Sometimes we are the ones carrying another through prayer, hope, and perseverance. Sometimes we are the ones being carried because we no longer have the strength to move ourselves towards God. The gospel says something astonishing. When Jesus saw their faith, not only the faith of the paralytic, their faith, the faith of the friends, the faith of the community, the faith that refused to abandon him, the faith willing to lift another person's weight. Before Jesus heals the man's body, he speaks first to the deeper wound. "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." This surprises us. The paralytic was probably hoping to walk. The crowd was likely expecting a miracle of the body. But Jesus looks beyond visible suffering and touches the hidden ache within the human heart. Because there are wounds deeper than paralysis. There is the paralysis of shame, the paralysis of regret, the paralysis of believing we are beyond repair, the paralysis that keeps us from prayer because we think God must be tired of us by now. Jesus speaks directly into the darkness. "Courage, child." Not servant, not failure, not disappointment, but child. The contemplative saints often reflected on the tenderness of Christ. God does not approach us first as problems to solve, but as beloved sons and daughters to restore, because he asks anything of us, he speaks mercy. Many people live exhausted spiritual lives because they believe holiness begins with perfect performance. But the gospel reveals something different. Healing begins when we allow ourselves to be found. The paralytic does nothing impressive in the passage. He does not make a speech of faith. He does not perform an act of heroism. He simply allows himself to be carried into the presence of Jesus. Sometimes surrender is the holiest thing we can do. There is also something profoundly Eucharistic in this scene. Every Mass is a gathering of wounded people bringing one another to Christ. We arrive carrying invisible stretchers. Grief, addiction, loneliness, anxiety, resentment, fear. And together the Church brings all of it before the Lord. No one comes alone. The prayers of others sustain us more than we realize. A grandmother whispering a rosary, a friend praying quietly in adoration, a stranger offering sacrifices for the souls they will never meet. The communion of saints is filled with people carrying one another towards Jesus. Perhaps that is why despair is never truly Christian. Even when our own faith feels weak, we may still be upheld by the faith of another. There are moments in life when we cannot pray well, moments when words collapse, moments when all we can do is lie still before God. Yet even then, grace continues moving towards us. Christ is never repelled by weakness, honestly brought before Him. The world often teaches us to hide our brokenness, but Jesus moves towards it. Again and again in the Gospel, He is drawn precisely to those who cannot save themselves. And notice this too. Jesus tells the man to have courage before anything changes outwardly. Courage, child. The healing of the soul begins before circumstances improve. This is the quiet miracle. Contemplative prayer slowly teaches us. God's presence is deeper than our suffering. Beneath all fear, beneath all noise, beneath every interior storm, there remains a place where Christ continues to speak peace over us. You are still my child. You are still loved. You are not abandoned. Rise. So perhaps today Jesus is inviting us not only to receive mercy, but also to become carriers of mercy for someone else. Who around us is lying spiritually exhausted? Who needs encouragement instead of judgment? Who needs someone willing to carry them towards hope? Sometimes evangelization is not grand preaching. Sometimes it is simply refusing to let another person remain alone in their suffering. The friends in today's gospel never speak a word, yet their love becomes the doorway through which healing enters the world. May ours do the same. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when my heart feels paralyzed by fear, sin, or discouragement, carry me again into your presence. When my faith grows weak, let me be sustained by the prayers of your people and the love of your Church. Teach me to hear your tender voice. Call me child, and give me the courage to believe in your mercy. Make me attentive to those who need to be carried by compassion, patience, and hope. May I become an instrument of your healing presence in this wounded world. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.